Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Alex and Audrey, we're going to help out someone else that has been ghosted this time around. It's Jake and Bastrop. Good morning, Jake.
Hey,
guys. Thanks for agreeing to help me out.
Yeah, we're sorry you're having to go through this.
For real.
And we will give Annie a call, see if we can get her talking. But first, tell us what happened and what led us up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was like we had a really amazing time on a date. Then I'm pretty sure she blocked me because she's just not responding to anything at all.
Wow. So,
when? Like right away or?
Yeah, the next day for sure.
Oh, wow.
And it doesn't make sense because we had such a great time in person. You know, like we had really similar personalities. Everything was going super talks, you know, a lot before we even met up the first time.
Mm.
Nothing on the date suggested that she was going to ghost me or block me or whatever. And I thought it was a lot of fun. So I don't know. Even when we said goodbye, we kissed her on the way out. She seemed into it.
We'll call Annie right now and see if we can get her to tell us what's going on. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hang on just a second, Jake.
Hello.
Hi, Annie. Brad Booker from Mix 94.7 and Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but we are doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we're trying to help out Jake, who reached out to us. And the whole point of our call here to you is to try to get him some answers. We're literally on nobody's side. We're kind of a middleman here. He told us that y'all met and went out on a great date, and he really, really likes you, but doesn't understand why he's not heard from you and is pretty sure that you blocked him.
Dang.
So, do you mind kind of telling us what happened and figuring this out? If you don't want to talk to him anymore, that's cool. We'll move on. But if there's some miscommunication, we'll clear the air.
Did you block him?
Well, I did, but there's a reason for that. I mean, I want to be honest, like at first, Jake seemed like a really, really great guy.
Okay.
But I'm not really sure if he actually is a really great guy.
Do you mind telling us why you think that?
Oh, this is good.
Well, yeah, I mean, so on our date, which was going well for a while, but then suddenly his phone was blowing up with notifications, and I made a joke about it, and I said, oh, who's hitting you up? And he showed me that there were actually notifications from Reddit, which I thought was weird, because I've never met anyone who had like a ton of Reddit notifications or
yeah.
Phone was blowing up. You know, like that's kind of odd,
mm-hmm.
A little strange. And I saw that it was people commenting to him or like liking his comments, and I was really curious about what that was about. And so I've only ever looked on the threads on there, and so I've never actually met someone who interacts with people. So I, like, as a joke, I, you know, just like a casual, like, haha, what's your username? And he wouldn't tell me, which I thought was super
full sus, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, full sus. And I will admit, I actually caught a peek of his username later on in the night. And so I went home after the night was over, and I did sort of a deep dive into this. And I'm kind of glad I did, because it turns out that he's a complete troll online.
What do you mean?
When I clicked on his profile, I saw all of his activity, and I was completely shocked. It felt like a documentary. He leaves the most negative comments and hateful comments on all these different community feeds or threads. I don't know what they're called exactly. I'm not a Reddit person. And it was crazy. It's like this entirely different person from the guy I met online and then met in person, who seemed really great. And I thought, oh, he could be a really great guy. But to be honest with you, like, I've dealt with not great guys in the past who seemed great at first. And my thought process is, if he's saying terrible things to random people online, he could do that to me too. Mm-hmm. One day.
So you did block him then?
I did, just honestly, for my own safety. I needed to move on.
Wow.
This is already kind of major red flag for me.
See, but I have a friend that does this too. He does.
You have a friend that's a troll?
He has a burner account on Twitter that he, yes, basically.
Oh my God.
Sports related though.
Oh.
It's all sports related.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But he's super nice in real life, but he just has that, you know.
He's got to get it out.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. So maybe he's a good dude and just that's his outlet. I don't know.
Jake, want to give you a chance to defend yourself. Are you a troll?
Guys. No. Look, the whole point of anonymous boards is that people ask questions they want honest answers to. And if you're not honest with them, the system doesn't work. You know, people are coming there and they want to know, like, am I the asshole? And I have to be like, yes, you are. That's how you learn. That's what they wanted to know. That's the whole point of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not giving anybody, like, I'm not telling anybody anything they didn't ask for. This is like feedback people are looking for. And the whole point is to be anonymous about it. And it's weird for you to, like, follow somebody's anonymous commenting. Like, that's you've destroyed the whole point. Now it feels like stalking. I think that this big enough turn off for me anyway, so I'm glad we figured this all out.
Look at the dude switch it and turn it
all
over.
Turning it around, bro. On her. God.
Well, anyway, obviously this was not a match, but now, Jake, you came to us to get answers. You got answers. Now you know. Annie, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
For coming out and telling us why you did what you did, and it makes sense, and maybe, Jake, you can learn from this if you choose. If not, then maybe you'll find someone that doesn't care.
I want to know his user handle so we can rate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.